Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the Phonology Report for the week of November 26, 2022. My name is Lila, and I'm your phonologist for this week. Miss Jackson recorded a temperature of 53 degrees on Saturday, November 26th. The snow and ice on her driveway completely melted by the end of the day. On November 27th, Addie went to a tree farm where she noticed a field on a hill had no snow, but the flat field had snow. On Monday the 28th, Miss Jackson's class noticed that there was about 2 inches of ice in places on our school creek, but also water flowing rapidly in the middle of the stream. Miss Rolfe's class was out at the creek on Thursday and found that almost all of the creek was frozen over. On Tuesday the 29th, Mason noticed that it was snowing out. We got about 2 to 3 inches of fluffy snow from that snowfall. Evan noticed that there's a ton of ice from the recent above 32-degree weather. As the sun was rising on Friday, December 2nd, it was amazing 30 degrees warmer than the morning before. A lot of snow has melted or fallen off most trees in our school forest. When Rio was at the river, they noticed a den made by a small critter, most likely a vole or of some kind. On Thursday the 28th, Mason noticed that there were a lot of squirrels by his house collecting nuts and berries. On Tuesday the 29th, Miss Urban found a shrew with a class of fifth graders. It was popping in and out of leaves and snow, but mostly stuck to its tunnel under the leaves. As they watched, they could see the snow heaving upwards as the shrew passed underneath. Lila saw 3 wild turkeys in a field on one of her bus stops on December 2nd. On Saturday, November 26th, when the temperature had reached above 50 degrees, Miss Rolfe found a caterpillar on her sidewalk. It was lethargic, but still moving. Upon further investigation, she found it was a yellow underwing. It is named after its brightly colored hindwings. They belong to the largest family of moths, called Noctuidae. The caterpillars are commonly named cutworms because they damage plants by chewing through the stems, cutting them at the base. Most interestingly, the caterpillars generate their own glycol antifreeze to prevent freezing in the winter. As they move about in late winter or spring, they metabolize the sugary glycol, at what point they are no longer protected from freezing. On Tuesday, November 28th, Donnie saw a spider in our school forest. It was a dark fishing spider. They resemble wolf spiders in their giant size, but unlike the wolf spiders, they typically live near water. They are able to run freely over water in pursuit of prey, including small fish and aquatic insects. Isn't nature marvelous? This concludes the Phonology Report. Have a great week and be observant.